Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, November 25th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, using family gatherings for important financial discussions and how a big home can complicate retirement. For many families, Thanksgiving and the holidays in general provide a chance for everyone to get together under one roof. While some are inclined to avoid touchy subjects like finances, these gatherings are actually an ideal time to get those talks started.
A lot of folks think, well, I don't really want to start off talking to my parents about when they're going to die in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner. But, you know, we talked to some advisors who say that, you know, with a little creativity, you can do this.
That's Wall Street Journal's Tom Lorisella. The key is to see these talks as being about more than just dollars and cents or old age and dying, and instead use them as an opportunity to have uplifting and productive conversations.
That's a way to sort of get people to start talking about the past and the future and you know, what life might be after they're gone.
For some people, the discussions will feel awkward, but with a little creativity, there are ways to avoid casting a shadow over the get-together. And despite the potential awkwardness, Tom says it's important to try and have these talks with three generations of family, with the adult children really getting the most out of them.
This is important to have them be exposed to these kinds of discussions about things that matter in life that you have to take care of, things like powers of attorneys and healthcare proxies, those sorts of documents.
Roadmaps for these conversations and tips for breaking the ice can often be provided by financial advisory firms. As we continue, a more modest home makes retirement easier.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
A large home can be a burden on your budget in retirement. Personal finance columnist Jonathan Clement says a $500,000 home can end up costing you a lot more than that.
The interest on that sort of mortgage is going to cost you about $250,000 over time, even after taxes. So you got the $500,000 for the purchase price, $250,000 in after-tax mortgage costs.
Even if you've paid off the home, there's still the cost of maintenance and improvement projects to consider.
They tend to be lumpy. In other words, you can go a couple of years, no major expenses, then suddenly you do need to replace the windows, and you do need to replace the roof, and suddenly you have a $20,000 a year.
And one thing in particular you want to focus on in retirement is keeping your fixed costs low so you can vary your spending as needed.
The markets go down. You don't want to pull so much money out of your portfolio. One of the things you can do is ratchet back the amount that you spend every month. That's going to be a whole lot easier to do if your fixed costs are low. And one of the key ways to keep your fixed costs low is to have that modest home.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.